Good morning. Happy New Year. It's Tone the Bone. Hope you had a fantastic New Year's Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, blah, 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 blah. It's super cool that, of course, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve fell on Saturdays because obviously the big days were on Sundays and then you get Monday off because there's a recognized Al Cooper. I just texted you. Good morning to you, my man. We'll be talking about Coosa Valley Auto Sale a little bit later on this week. I'm actually going to be going up there and seeing Al probably on Thursday. But I was trying to think, you know, everyone talks about New Year's resolutions, and you're going to hear all these lines about when one door closes, the other one opens. You're going to hear about it's good to be uncomfortable in comfortable situations, live one day at a time, blah, 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 blah. Then, of course, you throw in New Year's resolutions. Now, when you're talking about New Year's resolutions, you're talking about a day that everyone wants to start something new, and there's that pressure, of course, following through. We know the average New Year's resolution doesn't last much longer than 3 weeks. So come mid-January, you're already done. I was going back and I was meditating this morning, and I was kind of being philosophical going back in my brain, but turned 57 in 2023. And I've thought, okay, I've been through 56 of these things. Have I really made the necessary or wanted changes that I've wanted to do in my life? One thing I've always wanted to do is I've wanted to play piano. I brought a million rock and rollers on stage. I've always wanted to play a musical instrument. I did play the trumpet in high school, but I wasn't very good at it. I was a blowhard is what I was. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I wanted to start taking piano lessons like 4 years ago. Had I started taking piano lessons 4 years ago, how good would I be now? When I first started putting money in my 401k, I was 26. Now, when I was 22, 23, I was making about 24, 25 grand a year. Was living good life, having a good time with my friends. I deserved to spend more money because I was making more money. At that time, 24, 25 grand was good money for me back in 1988, 89, right? But if I had started saving just 4 years earlier, at 22 and 23, just a little bit, instead of saving at 26, I'd probably be a millionaire right now, but here I am renting a house. So there you go, right? My point being is maybe instead of having a New Year's resolution, just start something you've always wanted to do and start it today, or maybe this week. It didn't have to be today because really it should have started yesterday because yesterday was January 1st, but we had the day off and we procrastinate, blah, 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 blah. So made a short list this morning of about three or four different things, and they're not life-changing, tectonic plate types of things in my life, but there are small changes that I'm thinking to myself, I've always wanted to do this, and if I start now, where will I be in a year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years if I start right now and I'm respectful and loyal to whatever that change is? It could be as simple as saving more money or taking care of your health or losing weight or starting a new relationship or whatever it is. But start slow, baby steps. And again, I'll throw another one out that I know people hate to hear. And I was just talking to a couple of friends of mine. One friend of mine's in the pharmaceutical business. And of course, Al Cooper is also at Coosa Valley Auto Sale. You normally don't make the sale the first time. There's a reason why you see these stinking commercials on TV like 25 or 30 times a day. Does McDonald's really need to advertise? There's McDonald's and Starbucks on every street corner. Do we really need to see their commercials in order to go buy their food or their coffee? Yes, because they never know when you're going to see their commercial. It takes an average of 17 times for someone to see or hear something before they finally act on it. Think about that. I've done several shows where I'm sitting there saying I've seen the same stinking commercial over and over and over again. And I'm like, why they keep showing me this commercial? I've already seen it. It's because it takes 17 times for it to take. So in 2023, I hope you do whatever you want. I hope you're super prosperous. I hope you're super happy. I hope you make all the necessary changes, unchanges, whatever you need to do to be super successful and happy and healthy in 2023. But maybe today you just start with something really small. And you think, you know what? I've got an old piano down in my basement. I haven't tickled the ivories in probably 30-something years. Maybe if I just go down there, pick up a piece of sheet music, and just try to play it a little bit, that'd be a start. That'd be something that inspires me, something that kind of raises something up inside of me to make me want to make this change. And then maybe I'm sitting here in 3 or 4 years, and I'm playing the piano for you. Just a different change. Whatever it is, get into it. I know a lot of people are off today. I think the banks are open. I know Coosa Valley Auto Sale, Al Cooper, my good friend, is open today. He's ready to go. He's been off for 2 days. He's probably leaving skid marks in his office. Not those types of skid marks, the real kind of skid marks. He's probably getting after it, and we're back after it. I'm super excited. I had my kids over the holidays, and it was just a super great blessing. Got to go to church with my three kids yesterday. It's the best hour of the week when I get to go pray with my kids. It was super awesome and absolutely loved it. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. If you're one of those people that's not really into the holidays, then you should be happy that it's January 2nd. Get into it. By the way, if you love the way the holidays fell, it's going to be another 11 years before we have Christmas and or New Year's Day that falls on a Sunday. It is super nice and it's recognized on a Monday. I hope people get a chance to take this day off and to reflect and do what they've got to do to be better people in 2023. All right, have a wonderful day. Huge week here, recording all kinds of shows today. We're doing Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart from the Ross Bridge Animal Hospital. We have Need to Know with Kip Kiefer, one of our most listened to podcasts. We're going to record that at 11 o'clock. We have Students of the Game a little bit later on this afternoon. I'm going to be recording that. Three Knuckleheads. We talk about college football. Man, there's some great football, some killer stuff. Still a couple more bowl games to go, including the National Championship, which is a week from today. We also have a great show called Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. He's formerly the Jimmy Hill Mission, now works for the Montgomery Area Food Bank. They cover 35 counties in the great state of Alabama. So we got those shows going on today. I have a fifth show I'm going to be doing later on this afternoon. All of our shows up on podcast. Search Tony Curry Radio Podcast. That's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. Brandon Austin Morris, good morning to you, brother. So get after it. We're going to be getting after it here. We have our Fox 6 thing coming up on Thursday. We have Curry and Claypo coming up. It's going to be a great full week of 2023, and I am super excited about that. So have a blessed day. Have a great day. Thanks for checking in. And as you can see, I'm kind of keeping it down this morning because I kept my kids up till midnight last night just so I could hang out this morning, have a cup of coffee and chill. And I know they're hearing me. I can hear the feet coming down the stairs. So I'm going to let you fly. I love you. Have a great day. See you.